Thank you. Item number 25, please.
Number 25 is the 2013 adopted budget amendment 1C013 from the Employee Benefits Administrator, Department of Human Resources, on behalf of the Employee Benefits Work Group, an information report regarding wellness initiatives. Is information loss otherwise directed by the committee?
Administrator.
Chairman, supervisors, this is another update. In the 2013 budget, you asked us to basically do three tasks all related with wellness. One was to broaden and redefine our definition for preventive services underneath our health plan. The other was to develop an RFP and select a vendor for an ongoing wellness program, including biometric screenings, lab tests, and health coaching. And the third initiative that I was directed to complete was to develop a series of voluntary exercise classes at different county locations. I wanted to provide a brief update on the progress towards those three initiatives and field any questions that you may have on the upcoming upcoming steps. First, with the preventive services, we reviewed our current definition, and it's actually a very broad definition. It includes basically everything that has an A or B rating from the United States Preventive Service Task Force, among some other similar guidance with CDC and other organizations. Just for illustrative purposes, I brought in a copy of the clinical guide for the very first criteria, everything that has an A or B rating, and that's a stack this tall of items that are already covered under our plan. In reviewing it on my own and with our consultant, Willis of Wisconsin, I came to the conclusion that there's really only one thing that more aggressive wellness plans feature in their health plan that was missing from our current definition, and that was for nutritional counseling. And that's typically something that's offered in plans that have a high prevalence of prediabetes and diabetes and morbid obesity, all factors that are fairly prevalent with our own population. So my recommendation on that is to add that. I did have the actuaries do an underwriting analysis on it, and the cost of adding that would be negligible. They said less than one-half of 1% of on top of our current spend. So that would be about my only recommendation for adding it. What I believe the real problem here is with the current definition is twofold. One is education. I don't believe that my department has done an adequate job of communicating what these services are and their availability, and intend to launch a communication program very shortly centered around that. The other issue is complications with the billing practices. In my experience, I've seen that even though services may be eligible for the wellness benefit, if the physician's office isn't coding it as such, it doesn't get processed that way. To put it simply, the insurance plan doesn't know any better if that's not the way it's billed. So again, increasing the awareness among employees on what should be a wellness benefit and what shouldn't will help capture those sorts of things. For the board's purposes, I did include in this report kind of a high-level list of the most common wellness services, and I'm certainly happy to answer any questions along those lines. Another update, we do have recruitment started for a wellness coordinator to help us with these programs. That person's key focus is going to be, one, coordinating the various activities under the plan, the incentive programs that will be under the wellness plan as well, and on employee health and education. The posting on that, I'm wrapping that up right now with employment and staffing and expect to have that out in the upcoming weeks with someone hired as soon as possible thereafter. The second directive that I had was regarding the exercise classes. In researching this, I've been running into a number of issues here, primarily centered around risk and liability for hosting it on our premises. Essentially, to mitigate the financial risk of doing this, one, our department would be responsible for credentialing every single instructor who was in giving the class. We would have to have emergency and first aid planning. But most challenging on this, the instructors that we bring in as independent contractors would have to have the county's standards for liability coverage, which, frankly, outside of corporate entities, they're just not going to have. As an alternative, this is a relatively small piece of the program. The budget on it, I think, is about $25,000. Off the top of my head, I'm looking at alternatives with other fitness facilities hosting classes at their location, so it would be their insurance coverage, not the instructor themselves. I'm also looking into expanding our current programs with the YMCA, just to look for alternatives that don't bring in that element of risk, and hope to report back with something favorable a little bit later.
Supervisor Wilma West.
Thank you. Milwaukee County owns two community centers. Why would you not look at using one of them? One of them's right up the street. It's like 5 minutes from here. Employees could leave on their lunch break, go up there, do classes or whatever. There's a workout room. There's a women's and a men's workout room. There's a huge gymnasium. And during the day, they have open gym. So
The issue, Supervisor Chairman, the issue had more to do with the risk insurance. I was advised that I could not contract with the with an aerobics instructor or with an instructor for those facilities unless they had all of the adequate levels of insurance. That the county's liability policies, as it stand, wouldn't be sufficient. The instructor would have to also have them all. So I'm relying on that for this case.
But I think my point is that. So like at Casiasco, we have Zumba classes, we have aerobics classes, we have all of the personal trainers, all of those things already in place. So if we have them, why wouldn't you just try to build off what we already have? Because obviously, I mean, in regards to the insurance, they're covered because it's something that we're already doing.
And I can check into it. The primary difference, as it's been explained to me, is in those situations, we're allowing use of our facility where, with the county-sponsored classes, we're employing someone to run the programs. I'm stumbling all over myself trying to explain the difference, but effectively, that was the distinction that was made to me when I looked into this subject with risk.
But specifically at the King Center, they have their staff who do those classes. Yeah. So if we're already paying somebody to do that, why wouldn't we just build off of that? And they have staff there during the day again, mm-hmm. or at night, or you know, or even if you had to encourage people to buy a membership at a community center in Milwaukee County is $30 a year for an individual. It's very affordable. Mm-hmm. It's better than Planet Fitness, which is $10 a month. So, I mean, mm-hmm. you could even do that under the auspices of employee wellness. In fact, when we do open house, sometimes they give us a deal. So you could ask the Parks Department, can we, you know, get a deal and then push people? And, like, again, the King Center is right up the street on Bolito. Take us 5 minutes to get there by a car. And so, and in addition to that, I mean, we have the sheriff's gym downstairs. So the issue becomes that you are hiring somebody to do these classes versus having
the difference, as it was explained to me, is that we're contracting with an instructor to come in and run a class that we're paying for and sponsoring, as opposed to people signing up to utilize the sheriff's gym or another instructor coming in and using our space at the different senior centers. I understand it's a subtle difference, and I'm not explaining it well, but I'm happy to research this further. The problem that I was coming in with, again, was trying to figure out a way to contract with individual instructors to host classes at our facilities, and I hit roadblocks with this from a risk perspective. And I'm certainly willing to look at every alternative, including existing county programs and funding them with the funds that I've been allocated.
Thank you.
Thank you. Director? Director Mitchell.
I think what I'm hearing is that rather than recreate the wheel, it sounds like we've already got some programs in the area. Maybe it's a matter of simply encouraging employees or incenting them to utilize these programs rather than recreate the wheel and build a new program, we've run into some roadblocks with that. I think that's kind of what I'm hearing from you. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is accurate.
Okay. Fair enough.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Similar comment on avoiding recreating the wheel if it's already there. If Kosciuszko, as an example, has a membership for $30 a year, does it make financial sense for the benefits department to be and procurement to be finding someone to hold special classes and advertise those classes and so on and so forth, if instead we could simply advertise to employees, here is a list of the community centers or memberships that you can have, and we already have the reimbursement available for that, and as Mr. Hanchek detailed, we could potentially expand that reimbursement. So, you know, if they have their Y membership or whatever near their home but also wanted to use the community center, we can encapsulate all of that under programs and methods that we already have in place. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. I don't want to belabor it too much, but maybe I diverge a little bit from those who would like to see just an expansion at the current sites, where I think that's already available to people. If they wanted to join, they already could. But I believe what you were originally investigating is more along the lines of what I thought this was, which was that there'd be this on-site opportunities. I'd encourage you to talk to some of the, if you haven't already, talk to some of the area employers who do this, private employers that I'm aware of. Use my wife's as an example. FIS, I know, does this. Their facility, it's in the facility. Perhaps it's this distinction that they sign up for it, and maybe there's some ways that they get around that other issue, but I can't imagine that they're taking on the significant liability risk, or they must be mitigating it somehow. So I'd encourage you to have that discussion.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Mr. Chairman, I have one other question, please.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Going back shortly to preventative services and what Mr. Hanchek said about nutritional counseling not currently being part of what we cover, is that something that you're speaking about recommending for implementation in the next benefit year, or is that something that could be added to current benefits mid-year?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that item, to clarify, we do currently cover it. What we don't do is cover it as a wellness program. So it would be subject to an office visit copay, just like if you're going in for, you know, say, strep throat, as opposed to a waived copay. So it's basically it would be a $30 difference for each time you're meeting with someone. As far as coverage of it, the current definition of the health plan in ordinance doesn't get into that level of detail. That's something that's really set up in the administrative level. Given that it has a negligible budget impact, I believe I could go ahead and make that change without seeking any further action. But I'm open to any approach with it, either holding it to the next year or doing it right away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. This one I would ask that a motion to receive and place on file be offered so that this could go to the rest of the board.
So moved.
We have a motion to receive and place on file, item number 25. Any further comments, concerns? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the motion, Supervisor Foss?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Homo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Stamper.
Aye.
Thank you. And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved. To receive and place on file, 8-0.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Sanchez. Item number